I love the factories, I love the rubber balls, I love the ukuleles and the sound of spinning chains. I love the things that people play. I love the tricycles, I love the synagogues, I love the Lego and I love the Lincoln Logs. I love the fishing lures, I love the plumber's snakes, I love the things that people make. Knives, I love the God knows. I love the way that people decorate their homes. I love the ovens and the casseroles they make. I love the things that people make.
Good morning. You are listening to These Things That People Make on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name is Sarah, and I'm your host. These Things That People Make is a show about lots of really awesome things that people make that are not considered fine art, and the politics and stories behind why people make those things. And I guess as we start this morning, I should tell you, if you don't already know, that I have a six-year-old golden retriever. I got him when he was 3 months old, and he's really awesome. His name's Logan. And sometimes I like to put him in outfits. I like, I have a neon green rain jacket that fits him really well. And I put his arms through the arms of the rain jacket. And, you know, if it's slushy like it is now, it keeps him from getting really slushy. But it's not, I'll be honest, it's not a practical thing. I just really like to see him in clothes. I'm telling you this today because I'm airing two interviews, one with a woman named Cindy, who is the maker of a company called Miss T. Winky, and a woman named Sarah, who designs clothes under the company name The Sways. Both of them are amazing and inspiring entrepreneurs that hand make really beautiful things. And the first interview I'm going to play is with Cindy from Miss T. Winky. She lives outside of Sacramento in California. She specializes in dog dresses, really precious, beautiful stuff, bright fabric, lace, lots of bows, the really beautiful stuff. If you want to look at that stuff while we are airing this interview, you can go to, it's an Etsy site. Etsy is this really exciting web phenomenon that hosts amazing things that people make so that you can see it and get inspired and also buy it. So go to www.etsy.com/shop/ Miss T. Winky, MISSTEA. WINKIE, to see the really cute and beautiful stuff that Cindy makes while we air this interview. So this is an interview with Cindy from Miss T. Winky of outside of Sacramento, California, talking about the work that she does making dog clothes.
It just started out sewing for my own dog, and then sewing for my daughter's dog, my friend's dog, and there's a lot of people wanted, you know, the clothes I was making, so I started selling on Etsy, and that's pretty much how it all started.
What was the first outfit you ever made?
Actually, the first outfit I made was some fleece pajamas for my dog because she was, you know, I got her, she was only 4 months old, and she was cold. It was in the, you know, when it got to be cold, she would shiver. You know, she's a little like Chihuahua Terrier mix. And so she would shake and shiver, and I made her these little fleecy pajamas, you know, where all four legs went into it. And then when the springtime came, I still wanted to be able to dress her up, but it was too warm to wear the jammies, so I started making the dresses and the little vests. Well, I started with a vest, actually. I actually purchased a little vest, and she outgrew it pretty rapidly. So I took it and made it a little bit bigger and modified it a little bit. Made her another vest, and then I decided to make it longer, and then I added a skirt to the next one, and just kind of, it just evolved into some different patterns for the dresses, and then I started adding collars and different, you know, different types of collars and all.
It seems like bows and collars and color are really important to your designs.
Yes. I like the bright, vibrant colors, and I think that's what people like, too, and the big bows just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, putting the ribbon on a big bow on a package or something and just having the big bow on the back of the dog.
How do you get the proportions? Do you just sort of try it out on your dog to figure out how to develop a pattern?
Yeah. Well, you know, my dog is about 10 pounds.
Okay.
And so, you know, she's, you know, the one that, you know, I sew probably the most for. But now my daughter has a 12-pound Pekingese. My friend has a 6-pound Chihuahua. And then my next-door neighbor has a big dog, so, you know, I have all kinds of dogs I can use as models, you know, for my patterns.
What are your favorite kind of outfits to make?
I really like the dresses. You know, they're just more creative, and I can, you know, get ideas, and I can, you know, try them out on the dresses. People do tend to like the practical, so I make a lot of T-shirts and things, and I'm starting a new line of bandanas that I haven't put on the website yet, but I'm working on those. So people do tend to like some of the more practical things, but the dresses are definitely the most fun to make.
I really like the one I'm looking at. It's white and red, and it has a little bow in the back. And it's like denim.
Denim, yes,
with red, yes. Gingham. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got the little white Peter Pan collar and the button.
Yeah, it's super cute.
Yeah, I have kind of, some of mine are very country, and then I have the more elegant. I work in my studio with music a lot, and, you know, sometimes I listen to the old, you know, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, some Michael Bublé, and that's where I come up with the, you know, more elegant things. You know, the more satin and the lace and all. And then sometimes I listen to country music, and then I have gingham and denim.
Do you find
that, see what I was listening to?
That's
that
neat. That's neat. Do you find that, how did your dog respond to being dressed up?
Well, I got her at 4 months old, and she's been dressed up from day one. So she's really used to it. Some dogs, you know, it takes a little bit getting used to, and I think it depends on the personality of the dog. My daughter's Pekingese, she didn't get her till she was 7 years old, but she's got a personality where whatever is okay with her. She, you know, I put the dresses on her and she's okay.
Yeah.
My friend's Chihuahua, he's not so keen on it. We've got him used to wearing some things, but he didn't take to it right away. So, you know, it has to do with the personality of the dog. So, you know, the ones that don't really like to be dressed up, that's where we just put on a little bandana or something,
yeah,
small for them, you know, maybe a little vest.
Have you ever worn, I've done this with my dog, I've worn matching bandanas with my dog. Do you ever wear matching outfits with your dog?
You know, I haven't done that, but that does sound like a lot of fun.
Like you go to a party or something, we wear,
yeah,
the same bandana. What are your future dreams? What are your future projects?
Well, you know, just kind of, it all evolves. You know, I really like to, you know, just try out new styles and all, so... you know, I don't really know where this is all going to lead. I really didn't intend for it to go anywhere other than to just sew for my dog and my daughter's dog. So,
yeah.
You know, it's only been like a year now. And, you know, I opened up the Etsy store, and it seems to be taking off. I mean, I think, you know, the stuff I do is a little bit different than a lot of the other stuff on Etsy, in that I really, you know, I like to really go into the design. I love old movies, and I love to see all the old 40s styles and, you know, just try them out in, you know, in dog clothes. And, you know, sometimes I make things I'm not crazy about, but, you know, usually what I do is I donate to several dog rescues. And, you know, if there's something I don't think I want to put on the website, but it's, you know, definitely a usable thing, you know, I donate it to the dog rescue so that they have little outfits to wear.
That's awesome. Being inspired by movies or music, do you ever, like, want to paint a backdrop or something and have the dogs pose with, the like, a specific scene?
Well, I've played around with the photography. I'm not, you know, photography's a little bit of a struggle for me because I'm not a photographer, but I've tried, you know, doing them on a plain background, and I've tried taking them outside, and, you know, I live in the country, so I have a lot of little areas where I can put them in an outdoor setting, and so I've tried different things as far as my photography. Sometimes I think the plain backgrounds actually highlight the dress more. But I kind of like the creativity of putting them in an outdoor setting and putting some props up.
Yeah, like I guess I'm just thinking about music videos. Like, I'm like, it'd be so neat.
Oh, a music video.
Yeah, it'd be so nice and beautiful to have a bunch of dogs wearing these really precious dresses.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
It's neat, too.
Something to think about.
Yeah, like in some of these dresses, the back is the front, you know, for dogs, like you have.
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, really, if you put it on the way you would think, you know, it would all the decoration would be underneath.
Yeah.
So, sometimes it looks like, you know, the collar and the buttons down the back, it actually would look like, be the front of a human dress or shirt.
Yeah, I was wondering that the other day. I put a T-shirt on my dog. My dog's named Logan. He's a golden retriever. Mm. And I was trying to figure out if I should put the image on the T-shirt on the back or the front, like it was just...
Yeah, well, if it's on the front, nobody really gets to see it.
So. It's true. If you were going to give advice to somebody who was going to start making patterns to dress their own dog, what would you say?
You know, I started out actually, like, purchasing something, and then you just see how it fits your dog. And then you kind of look at what, you know, what adjustments need to be made. And that's kind of what I've done, is I just make adjustments as I go along. And, you know, sometimes I do make up something and it doesn't quite fit right, and then I just make up another one. But, you know, and then I just keep tweaking the pattern until I get it right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, to have something as a guide.
Well, and dogs are so many different shapes and sizes.
That's true.
I mean, the pugs are so round, and then, you know, the dachshunds have those big old chests, and, you know, chihuahuas are more skinny, so you really do have to tweak the patterns. And I do a lot of custom work, and I have people send me all the measurements of their dog so that I can, you know, make sure that it fits properly.
In the rest of your life, how do you spend your time?
I like I said, I live out in the country, so we're kind of remote. There's not, you know, a lot going on out here, but I do volunteer with a cat rescue.
Cool.
So I do some stuff with them. I, you know, basically answer their phones just because, you know, I'm available to do that. So I have a group of, you know, people that are involved in the cat rescue, as well as, you know, doing my dog thing. So it's mostly about animals.
Oh, nice. That's lovely. Have you made any cat outfits?
Well, actually, the bandanas and the little vests, we do put them on the cats. And I haven't really marketed them so much, but that's something on the horizon, is to do some marketing for the cats.
Yeah.
Because the bandanas work out pretty well. The cats are used to collars, and so the bandana's not much more. But my daughter and I put those on our cats.
I bet they look so cool. I like the idea of picturing cats in vests.
Yeah, the vests, I mean, you know, it does take certain cats. Certain cats don't like it. Certain cats are okay with it. So the vests definitely, you know, I don't know about the dresses, but the vests and the bandanas definitely can go for cats.
Yeah, awesome. And so if people want to get in touch with you or see your stuff, is the best way for them to go to the Etsy site?
Yes, that's the only site that I really work off of.
So that's Miss T Winky, MissTeaWinkie.
Yes, .etsy.com.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much, Cindy.
I really appreciate you getting in touch with me.
No problem. Keep up the great work. Okay, bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Are listening to These Things That People Make on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Good morning. I just aired a really nice interview with Cindy of Miss T Winky. She makes really cute, kind of elaborate dog outfits, specializing in dog dresses. And you kind of have to see it to understand completely what we're talking about. So I encourage you to go to her Etsy site. And her name, again, Miss T Winky, all one word, MissTeaWinki. And the music in the background is Marissa Anderson, her album, The Golden Hour. Slide, guitar, and lap steel extraordinaire. The whole album is improvisations. And Marissa Anderson is really involved in Rock Camp for Girls, which is a really exciting project. And her music is really exciting. So today on These Things That People Make, we are featuring two people who design outfits for animals, for dogs. And I wanted to feature two people who do really exciting work that's really different from each other. So Cindy's project, Miss T Winky, is really precious dresses, really extreme color contrasts, pretty elaborate designs. And the next person I'm going to feature, Sarah Swayze of her the company called The Sways, works more with lace and leather, a very different style, very exciting also, and kind of like less cute and more more fashionable or more sexy in this way, outfits. So you can go visit her Etsy site or go to theswayze.com, WSWAYZE, to see what we're talking about as the interview goes. And I met up with Sarah. Her company is based out of Toronto, and I met up with her yesterday in a cafe in downtown Toronto to talk about her stuff. She doesn't specialize in dog outfits like Cindy does. It's a part of her body of work in general. So I'll play that interview now.
So my name is Sarah Swayze, and my company is called The Swayze. And it started, I guess, about a year ago. I was out of work, and I had a lot of time on my hands, so I started making accessories. And I just kind of wanted to do stuff that I would like to wear. And, of course, I have a little dog, so if I'm wearing accessories, my dog kind of has to, too. So I started making some stuff for her, and then I put it up on my shop as well. And that's basically the story of the dog clothes.
Can you describe the clothes that you've made for your dog?
Sure. The one that I sell the most of is it's a little lace top because, well, lace is everywhere this year, and in terms of clothes for dogs, I'm of the school of thought that, you know, they can wear the same kind of stuff that people are wearing. You know, no funny little dog puns on t-shirts for me. So I do a lot of work with lace and leather. So I do a lace t-shirt. And it's just really basic, but it's just the fabric makes it a little bit cuter. And I'm working on a leather jacket for her, which I don't know how that'll work out. It's a little bit more difficult to work with tiny pieces of fabric and also, you know, change the direction of things you would normally do. For example, our arms are going out the sides and you have to move it to the front for them and kind of work with the pattern. So, yeah, a lot of leather and lace.
I like the t-shirt, the lace t-shirt, because it flows also, and I find that often no matter, because your dog is quite furry, but no matter what kind of dog, often dog clothes are tight-fitting or, like, are flat.
Yes.
And your t-shirt flows really well.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of companies, just because they make basically three sizes and there are so many variations of dog size, that they just hope everything will stretch to fit. So, yeah, a little bit more room is better. And also, the most important part for dog clothes, I find, is, like, the undercut for the belly, so it comes up towards the chest more. So, because, you know, your dog's going to be peeing in it, you don't want them to pee on the shirt.
That's, like, a really good point.
Yes. There's nothing worse than smelly dog clothes.
So, how does your dog respond to wearing clothes?
My dog actually has no problem with it. She likes it, I would even say. But I understand a lot of dogs really aren't into it. So it depends on your dog. My dog's fine. She'll even wear those, like, ridiculous boots to keep salt off her feet without complaint. So she's very amenable to that kind of thing. But, yeah, other dogs, not so much.
What's your dog's name and what kind of dog is it?
Her name is Lamb Chop, because I wanted to give her the most embarrassingly cute name possible. And she is a Pomeranian Chihuahua cross, so a Pomchi.
Pomchi. And how do your dog clothes fit in with the other work that you do?
They're the same kind of aesthetic, I would say. Like I say, it's kind of following the same kind of fashion styles that are in for people at the same time. I don't do kind of like, you know, cheesy dog slogans and stuff. So the fabrics that I'm using to make my own clothes is what I'll use to make for her.
And how'd you start making clothes?
Well, I guess my mom is actually a figure skating designer. So
cool.
Yeah, it's a very interesting job. And I guess I never thought about it. It just always, like, if I wanted something, I would just make it because I saw my mom making things all the time. So as long as it's in stretch fabric, I'm pretty good. Leather's a little more difficult for me.
And do you make pattern? Do you, like, draw out a pattern and then, or do you work with the fabric that you have?
I don't use patterns. I've started trying to make patterns that I can adjust a little bit for, especially for the dog clothes, for the different sizes. But usually I'll just, if I have something that I like to wear, I'll just kind of look at it and make it, just cut a pattern or fabric from that outfit or that shirt or whatever. But I really intend to start using and making patterns more. I think it would make my life simpler.
Because it's trial and error.
What's that?
Because you're using trial and error, or?
Yeah, exactly. I think it would cut down the amount of fabric and the time I use. So yeah, patterns are my next big step.
Cool. What are some future projects you're working on? Or you dream about when you have free time?
Every time, yeah. I would like to do, right now, because I mostly do headbands and necklaces and accessories, I would like to do more tops and potentially dresses. Maybe even leggings, just, you know, fairly simple to make and, you know, easy to wear pieces. Nothing too elaborate. And then, of course, I want to do a few more dog things, so probably not leggings for her, but, you know, maybe some more tops for the dogs.
Can people see your work anywhere in Toronto?
It was at the Rage in Toronto, which is now closing down. But I have my own website, which is www.thesways.com, and of course on Etsy if you just look for the shop The Sways.
Great. Do you have any final words of advice for people who want to make clothes for their pets or who want to start making dog outfits?
I would just say that it takes a lot of trial and error. It's not quite the same as human shirts. And also, if your dog just really doesn't want to be wearing clothing, don't force them. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Do you and your dog ever wear matching outfits?
We haven't yet, but someday that might happen.
My
friend will leave me.
Maybe, yeah. Well, maybe the three of you can wear a matching outfit.
I think he would definitely leave as soon as that happened.
I've gone to parties wearing a matching bandana with my dog.
Really? Yeah, maybe for, like, special occasions. I don't think I could do it walking down the street because I know how people feel about dogs wearing clothing in general, so I would probably get mocked a lot.
Let's talk about that for a second. There's some hate on for dogs wearing clothes.
Yes.
What do you think that's about?
You know, I try to figure that out. I know, like, probably it's like a 50-50 split. Some people absolutely hate the idea of dogs wearing clothes, and I'm not really sure why that is. I think they think that the person is trying to make a child out of their dog. But the way I see it is, you know, your dog is, I don't want to say your dog's like your car, but I mean, guys have their cars, they soup them up, they decorate them, there's bumper stickers. It's like an extension of your own personality. So that's the way I see it, like accessorizing my dog. If she doesn't mind, then why not dress her up a little?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I mean, I do think, I love my dog. I think that domestication is weird enough. Like, I don't think it's any weirder if I put him in a t-shirt, honestly.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like they're in their natural habitat. It's not like they need to go hunting. It's not like their other pack mates are going to mock them. So as long as they don't mind, I don't see the harm.
I think that your dog t-shirt in particular is beautiful. And I look forward to seeing more things that you do.
I'll try to put something out there soon. Thank you.
Great.
You are listening to These Things That People Make on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, and I have been airing interviews about two different companies that make dog outfits. And we have the next show in the studio now, The Locavore, and we were just chatting while the music was playing, and was brought up that it is a really good time of year to talk about dog outfits because dogs are wearing very practical keep your feet from getting salt on them booties and jackets, those dogs that don't have that much hair. I've been talking more about dog decoration, but for sure there's a whole other area of dogs keeping your dog warm that's very practical and is less debated than whether or not you should dress your dogs up like people. If you have an opinion about this, you can send me an email, sarah.mangle@gmail.com. The Locavore, the local food show with Walter Garrison is up next. Please stay tuned. And as always, check out my blog, thesethingsthatpeoplemake.blogspot.com.
Just started out.
Oops.